And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. We're part of the Athletic Podcast Network. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the NBA Summer League. It's been an incredible time. I have watched a ton of games. Only one of those are Thunder games. And I wanted to bring you guys a special podcast. And I was able to get interviews with Trey Mann and Jeremiah Robinson Earl. I'm hoping to get some more. We'll see if it happens. But anyways, first we'll talk to Trey Mann. And we try to keep it light. We try to talk about, you know, playing basketball growing up and, you know, kind of all that stuff. And of course, like favorite serials and TV shows and things like that. So hope you guys enjoy these. We'll do Trey Mann, take a quick break. Jeremiah Robinson Earl, both incredible people. And I really hope that you guys enjoy this. So thanks for listening. And here we go. I'm here with Trey Mann, new Oklahoma City Thunder guard, drafted 18th in this past draft. Trey, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. Just got done with practice and lifting.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah. So if it sounds like we're underwater, it's because we're wearing masks right now, if you're listening, because it's going to sound a little different, but that's okay. How's everything been in Vegas so far for you?
Oh, man, it's been fun. I'm not fully vaccinated, so I can't get the full experience of it. But, I mean, just being here in the NBA, you know, with my teammates and new coaches and stuff like that, it's just been fun for me.
Yeah. So have you had like a chance to hang out with the other rookies or other players that are on the summer league team?
This team or like other teams?
Yeah, this team.
Oh yeah. The first week when we were in Oklahoma, we did a couple of events. Like we had a team dinner.
Yeah.
We had like a little golfing thing, a little putt-putt golf.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah, we did that together and it was fun. So.
Cool. So how long were you in OKC? You said you were there for a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The night we got drafted, the next morning we flew into OKC.
Yeah.
And then we were there for that whole week until coming to Vegas, and we were just practicing. Got a couple lifts in. We had a couple meetings. And just getting a feel for what's going to come in the future.
What was your favorite spot to eat in OKC?
Favorite spot was it was a Mexican food spot. I can't remember what it was called, but that's where we went for our team dinner.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. I had a cheese and a chicken quesadilla.
Nice. Okay, I'm gonna ask you some rapid fire questions real quick.
Alright.
Favorite cereal?
Fruit Loops. I almost said
Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops. What else? What else do you get down to? What other cereals do you like?
I like the Captain Crunch All Berries. I like Trix. And I like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, nice. Favorite TV show growing up?
SpongeBob. Still is.
Still watching SpongeBob.
Yep.
Favorite episode?
I like all of them, but my favorite would probably be the one where Squidward, he didn't like Krabby Patties. He wouldn't try them, and then SpongeBob got him to try one, and he fell in love, and then he went, stole a whole bunch of them, and ate them all. So.
I know that one very well.
Yeah, that's my favorite, probably.
Were you surprised when OKC drafted you?
I mean, yeah and no.
Yeah.
Because just how much interest they showed in me during my college season.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Miss Sam at almost every game.
Yeah.
And they were talking to my people a lot during the season. And then after, they stayed in contact with my agents. And then the workout went pretty good. I got a good feel for them. And but when the draft night came, I didn't really know where I was going. And
yeah.
then with the 18th pick, it was like a minute left on the clock, and I didn't get a call yet. So I was like, dang, maybe they're not picking me.
Yeah.
But as soon as that happened, that minute went by. My agent came in, and he saw me stressing. I was like slumped over in the couch, and he saw me. He was like, "How you feeling?" I was like, "I'm straight." And he was like, yeah, OKC gonna take you right now. And I was like, what? And I ran to the other room with my family. So that was cool.
That's awesome. So you were with your family that night.
Yeah, I was in like a penthouse in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And we had two rooms. It was a bigger room for all of my family. We had food and TVs in there where we were watching it. And then it was another room, kind of smaller.
Yeah.
Where I had like a pool table. And it was really for like me and a couple of close family members.
Yeah.
With another TV. And that's where I was around like 16, 17, 18.
Yeah. So do you pay attention to like mock drafts and stuff like during the process of being drafted? Do you ever look at that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I had family members sending them to me.
Yeah.
Like, just because they, you know, it's all new to everybody, and they yeah. know how much I wanted to be in the NBA and how right. I've been dreaming about it my whole life. So they was kind of excited seeing me on mock drafts, you know.
Yeah.
It's different for them. So they would send it to me, I'd see them. And then, like, towards the end, that's when I started looking myself, like, seeing, like, what people thought,
yeah.
what they were hearing,
yeah.
and stuff like that. I didn't really get too much into it. I just wanted to see what other people thought.
Right.
But I know they don't really matter at the end of the day.
Right. Yes, there's a lot of voices out there that yeah. you frankly should not listen to. So who did you grow up watching? Like, what was your team?
I grew up, my dad was a Michael Jordan fan.
Uh-huh.
So when I was young, I used to watch Michael Jordan highlight videos on YouTube and yeah. stuff. And then as I got older, I started to find my own players that I liked.
Yeah.
I started watching Stephen Curry,
yeah.
Kyrie Irving, Derrick Rose, guys like that. Then as I started getting older, like around high school and things, I started watching Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker.
Yep.
But I didn't really have like a favorite NBA team.
Yeah.
Because like where I'm from, Gainesville, we didn't have like an NBA team. The closest team we had was Orlando.
Orlando, yeah.
But that wasn't like my team. So
kind of a tough team to root for, like yeah, through yeah, your yeah. childhood probably. Yeah. yeah.
And I was a LeBron. I followed LeBron everywhere. So when he was with the Heat, I was a Heat fan. When yep. he was with the Cavaliers, I was a Cavs fan.
Yeah.
And then like I kind of fell away from it as I got older. Like,
yeah. Can totally relate to that. I was a huge Shaq fan, like 92 Shaq. Like uh-huh. I just remember watching him thinking like, who is this guy? Like yeah. just destroying everybody. And so
that's
I was
how
like,
I was with LeBron.
Yep. I was like a Magic fan, Lakers fan, Heat fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I can relate to that. So you grew up in Gainesville.
Yep.
Are there any other players that you grew up like playing with that are like on the NBA track or maybe playing in the NBA?
I could say, and do they have to be from Gainesville?
No.
Oh, well, I played Each One Teach One for AAU. And we had a couple guys that's in the NBA now. And one guy that I kind of was close with early on when I was like in eighth grade was Antonio Blakeney.
Yeah.
I played with him a couple times, played pickup with him, watched a couple of his games live with Each One Teach One.
Yeah.
And then we kind of just stayed in contact. And then over this past summer, we worked out together a couple times. So.
Yeah.
Antonio Blakeney. He's not in the NBA right now, but I mean, he's good enough to be there.
Yeah.
He was there before.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll find his way back in there. So.
Yeah, definitely. Did you know Mark Degnault at all before?
Not really. I mean, I heard of him. I watched a couple of games, but
yeah.
I didn't know him personally.
Yeah. Just having the Florida connection. Yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I didn't know him personally. But yeah. Actually, I found out that he was really close with one of my best friends. I grew up playing basketball with. We played AAU when we was in fifth grade. His name Tori Bowie.
Uh-huh.
His dad, our coach, passed away. And I guess Coach Mark kind of took him under his wing.
Wow.
And I didn't know that until this year. So I think that's pretty cool. I didn't know him before, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. So have you gotten to know Mark at all?
A little bit. We had a couple meetings. He's been around practices and the hotel and meetings and things like that, and I've kind of gotten a good feel for him.
Yeah.
He kind of reminded me a little bit of Coach White.
Yeah.
He kind of got the same energy.
Yeah.
You know, making jokes, always seem up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he kind of reminded me of Coach White.
Yeah, that's cool. So, basically, the whole team is here.
Uh-huh.
I think, like, Derek Favors might be the only guy that's not here that's mm-hmm. on the team. What's it been like interacting with those guys? Have they been encouraging to you? Like, what's that been like?
Yeah, after the draft, Shea actually texted me that night.
Yeah.
It was like, congrats, happy for you, let's get to work, and things like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was cool. And then seeing them at the game last night, or two nights ago, they were on the sideline cheering us on, rooting for us. So that was also cool. And then they came in the locker room after, dapped us up, congratulated us on the win. So. I mean, it's been pretty cool being able to talk to them a little bit,
yeah.
kind of pick their brains.
Yeah. How do you think you fit with Shea and some of the other guys like Lou and Poku and those guys?
Yeah, I mean, my whole life I've been playing like I didn't have a set position. I was playing point guard, shooting guard, So I was off the ball, on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with Shea and the other guards, I could fit in perfect with them. You know, whatever they need me to do, if they need me to score, I could do that off the ball, on the ball. If they need me to be there to make plays, I could do that as well. So I think I fit in pretty good. I think we got a nice group of guards, nice group of players. So
yeah. So we only played one game so far in Vegas. It seemed like as the game went along, you were really getting to your spots. The floater just wasn't falling.
Yep.
But how did you feel about just your game one performance?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough seeing those shots not go in, shots that I work on, shots that usually go in, that went in a lot in college. It was tough not seeing them go in, but I know that's how it is in the NBA. That's how it is with basketball.
Yeah.
They're not going. Shots not always going to fall, but you can control the things that you can control. So I tried to play hard on defense, trying to crash and just be active. It was great being out there. You know, NBA. We got an NBA jersey on.
Yeah.
We got the crowd back. We haven't had a crowd in a year or two. So, I mean, it was just great being out there. I was having fun. Hopefully next game the shots will fall for me. That'll make the game a little bit better.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was great being out there.
Yeah. Is it kind of more fun playing against that Pistons team? Because there's some summer league teams that don't have a lot of, like, surefire NBA guys on it. But the Pistons had a lot of guys that are like that played in the league last year. And then they have Cade Cunningham. Mm-hmm. Is it more fun to play against that type of team?
I mean, I haven't really played against another team yet, so I can't really compare.
True,
but I mean,
true.
I always like playing against the best players. I mean, that's why playing in the NBA was my lifelong dream, because I want to play against the best. I want to be the best. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was fun for my first game. Like you said, they had a lot of guys that was on the NBA roster already.
Yeah.
And played a couple games. So that was fun for me.
Yeah. What are the things you want to work on, you know, this season? You know, it's your rookie. There's probably a lot of things that you want to take a look at with your game and work on. But, like, what are, like, the top things that you really want to do this season?
Honestly, right now, my main thing, well, not right now due to the summer league games and stuff, but over this season, I want to get stronger.
Yeah.
I want to learn the NBA game more. What would be the simpler plays, the easiest ways to score, make plays. Just really learn the game more, and I feel like my game will fit with the game. So I just want to be a sponge and learn the game as much as I can my rookie year.
Yeah. So Josh Giddey gets hurt like 5 minutes into the game. That was pretty disappointing. I don't know how you guys felt, you know, as a team, you know, when he goes down, because he started the game with a dunk, you know.
Yep.
You know, Jerry sets a screen and he gets around and dunks it, but just pretty disappointing to see him go down within 5 minutes, though.
Very unfortunate. I know he was looking forward to playing. We talked about it a little bit. It's very unfortunate that it happened to him, but I mean, he's a tough guy. He'll bounce back and he'll be better. So
yeah,
looking forward to playing with him again. So
yeah, definitely. Trey, thanks for joining the show. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll have you back on soon.
All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
With me, I've got Jeremiah Robinson Earl on the podcast. Jeremiah, how's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How's Vegas been for you?
I mean, it's been great. You know, it's a first time experience being in summer league and just being out here with the guys. But I mean, it's been a great experience. I'm just trying to soak it all in, just take it one day at a time.
Yeah. You played a lot in game one. Played really well, I thought. I thought it was really interesting to see you playing from the center position, showing your versatility, guarding multiple positions, you know, taking threes. How did you feel after game one?
I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, just kind of just going there, just letting the game come to you, not try to go out there like, oh, this is my first game. I need to showcase everything. Just let the game come to you and just take it one possession at a time. And I think we did a great job competing. And I mean, being out there for my first game, I feel like it was just really just catching that first wind and just kind of getting the flow of the game and how it kind of goes, because the shot clock's quicker.
Yep.
Guys are a lot more quicker, faster. Yep. Athletic, stronger. So, I mean, just kind of getting the feel of how the game goes was important.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you some rapid-fire questions real quick. Favorite cereal?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. What else do you like?
Cereal?
Yeah.
I mean, Fruity Pebbles is up there, but I would probably go I like – what's it called? I mean, I like Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
I like Honey Bunches of Oats. Those are the ones
you do?
I like.
Okay.
Those are good, yeah.
Nice. Okay. We're a big cereal podcast. Okay, we're basketball and cereal.
For sure.
So. favorite TV show growing up?
Growing up, favorite TV show. I mean, I'm really into like those old school. I don't know if it was like when I was real young, but yeah. I love watching like Martin, My Wife and Kids.
Yeah.
Like Everybody Hates Chris, the Wayne Show, Wayne Bros, all that.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. What are you watching now?
What I watch now. I mean, I'm just waiting for new seasons to come out. I watched Ozarks not too long ago, which is real good.
Mm-hmm.
The Punisher on Netflix, that one's really good. That's a Marvel one.
Yep.
But I'm just waiting for some new seasons, like Stranger Things, just some.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Stranger Things, too.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be so good. Yeah.
Were you surprised when OKC drafted you?
I mean, I feel like it's important to go out there open-minded. I didn't feel like going into it like, oh, I feel like these two teams are going to draft me at this spot.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you go in there with that, like, straightforwardness mindset, then and it doesn't happen, then you can leave disappointed. So, I mean, just going out there open-minded, just being able to enjoy the process and enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Do you look at mock drafts, like, through the draft process?
No, I didn't. I mean, my friend would talk. I would tell him, like, they don't really – I mean, I just didn't pay any mind to them. Because, I mean, just whatever happens, happens. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you got to just enjoy it. Just take it one day at a time, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's the right thing to do. Because they change so much.
Yeah,
the information is just mostly bad.
Like, I only feel like you can really predict, like, the first 3 to 4 guys.
Right.
And then outside of that, it's anything can happen.
Exactly.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you grew up in Kansas City.
Yep.
You watched the Thunder growing up?
A little bit. I mean... Like, I feel like Kansas City, like, we're not a huge, like, NBA town. We love, like, our college teams. They love, like, KU basketball, K-State basketball, Missouri. Kind of more of their college-oriented. And then we like, obviously, the Chiefs and the Royals. So I feel like with the NBA, it's just kind of, like, free range on who really people cheer out there.
Yeah. So who'd you root for growing up?
I mean, I was always a Kobe guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I at least watched the Lakers a lot, you know, just because I love Kobe so much.
Yeah. Who do you model your game after? Like, who do you watch that's in the league now? And you're like, oh, like, I want to play like that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to be the best version of myself. I just try to be Jeremiah every single day, you know, just bring out there, being able to compete at a high level, just bring the best out of everybody and also to bring the best out of me. But, I mean, I really enjoy watching guys like Draymond and Bam just from a sense of, like, their really defensive mindset, being able to guard 1 through 5, you know, being able to play guard the pick and roll really well. And then on the offensive end, being able to score all three levels, you know, they can score in the post, mid-range, stretch the floor, being able to facilitate guys, you know, being able to find guys, make plays for others. So, I mean, just guys that can really, really do it all, be as versatile as possible, but they're really defensive-minded because I take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah. How do you feel about your 3-ball at the NBA level?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling really confident. I feel like I went out there, my first 2, they were kind of short. I feel like those were kind of like, welcome to the NBA. The line's a little further. You know, they're going to be short.
Yeah.
But on that 3rd one, it was feeling good. So, I mean, I think at this point, it's just I feel comfortable with my mechanics and how my shot feels. It's just getting a lot of reps up and just seeing the ball go through the hoop.
Yeah. Is there anybody you look forward to playing against this season?
I mean – there's nobody like I'm like hunting for, but I mean, it's going to be cool. Yeah. Just like even like last game playing against Sadiq Bey, which was my teammate at Villanova.
Yeah.
So I mean, just seeing some of my friends and being able to compete with them out there when they're on opposing teams is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you keep up with like the other Villanova guys that are in the league at all?
Yeah, like we texted here and there, you know, like Eric Pascal, Jalen Brunson, Dante, Mikael, like all those guys, you know, we're really like a brotherhood out there, like a family. So, I mean, we all support each other and love each other to death. So I think it's a great group that is in the NBA from Villanova.
Yeah, that's awesome. Why number 50?
So like I was always number 10 growing up.
Yeah.
And then I was 24. I switched to 24 because they didn't have 10, but 24 was like my second number because of Kobe.
Yeah.
And then so, but those weren't both available. But my dad was number 50 in high school.
Yeah.
So then I just chose number 50 just to kind of just rock with my dad wore back in the day.
Was your dad excited about that?
Oh, he's livid about it. He loves it. He loves it. No, he loves it to death.
Your parents are going to come to a lot of Thunder games this year, I guess?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, like at home games, I mean, my mom's going to be there all the time. She really came to, like, I could probably count on my hand, both of my hands, how many games she's missed in my career. So it's like she loves coming to my games.
That's awesome.
And then my dad just being up the road, you know, he'll do the same thing.
Yeah. What do you think of the group? Like the group of rookies, the guys that are on the summer league team, have you guys enjoyed being around each other?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great group, and we've been able to bond like off the court really well. You know, I think in that off the court, you know, chemistry can really show on the court because we're really comfortable with each other. We can trust each other. We can communicate well with one another. So
yeah.
I think it's a great rookie class and just a young group that just loves competing and just getting better every day.
Yeah, that's great. So all the other guys are here, like basically everybody but Derek Favors is here in Vegas. What's that experience been like, you know, interacting with those guys? Have you gotten encouragement from them? Have you gotten texts from them, like, on draft night? Or, like, what's that been like?
Yeah, no, it's just great seeing those guys, you know, just sitting front court side on the other end of the bench, on the opposite side of our bench. But I think it's just a great, like, young group that just loves just getting better. Like, even the veteran guys that have been on this team, they're still younger guys. So I feel like we can just keep growing through experience together and just keep competing and wanting to get better every single day. So, I mean, we just appreciate their support, you know, just teaching us the ways of how OKC does their thing and even in the NBA in general.
Yeah. Have you watched, like, any of the guys that were on the team last year? You watch any of those
Yeah,
games?
I watched a little bit, you know, like – With college, I was just real locked in, kind of in that college sense. And then when the playoffs come around, I would watch that. But, I mean, I've definitely watched some of the guys that have played on OKC for sure.
Yeah. So you guys were in OKC for like a week after the draft. Was there any favorite food spots that you guys went to?
I went to a couple of times Bob's Steakhouse. It's in the Omni.
Yeah, yeah.
We went there twice, and that was real good. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Jeremiah, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate your time. We look forward to watching you this season, and hopefully we'll get you back on the show soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
For sure.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.